This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar Yangon on Nai Pye Taw as part of the Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HADR material, 60 parafield ambulance and the NDRF personnel, 2 C-17 aircraft carrying 60 parafield ambulance and 2 C-130s carrying the NDRF team and the 10 tons of relief material have landed to Nai Pye Taw. Later, around 15 tons of relief material was sent to the earthquake-hit Myanmar on the IAFC C-130 aircraft of AFC Hindon. India is the first country to bring rescue personnel to the capital, where the airport is not fully operational after the earthquake. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay this morning, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. The sources have confirmed that the total aid sent by the air authorities and the naval ships amounts to 137 tons, with more than aid to be sent as need. Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake, and the country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,644 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured have risen to 3,408 and 139 are still missing. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's Mandalay city, which is closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, which was hit by the earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. The Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has reached Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with the NDA leaders, including JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Reddy, at Patna today. Mr. Shah will also attend the state-level cooperative conclave at Patna being organized as part of the International Year's Cooperatives. He will also dictate and lay the foundation of various development programs and projects worth over 800 crore rupees. The India-US trade talks in the New Delhi concluded yesterday, and the Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a statement that both the sides have come to an understanding on the next steps towards the mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement, with a global goal to finalize its first rank by the end of this year. During the discussions, the two sides were hard on the productive exchange of views and the deepening bilateral cooperation in the priority areas, including the increasing market access, reducing the tariff and the non-tariff barriers, and deepening the supply chain interrogation in the mutually beneficial manner. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people on the country and abroad with the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of Chaitra Suklandi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Cherarabha. In a message, the president said that these festivals, celebrated on the onset of the spring season, symbolize the beginning of the Indian New Year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast the rise of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius in the maximum temperatures in northwest India on Wednesday. The Odisha is facing extreme heat wave conditions, with the temperatures likely to go up by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 2 days. Across the state, the rising mercury continues to impose utter discomfort. A yellow warning has been issued on the 6 districts of Jharsuguda, Sambalpur, Sonepur, Bhog, Balangir and Kalahandi for the next 2 days. In the Indian Premier League IPL, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 196 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs with the help of Sai Sudarshan, 63 of 41 balls. For Mumbai, Hardik Pandya picked up 2 wickets. In reply, Mumbai Indians could only score 160 for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs, with Surya Kumar top scoring with 48 of 28 balls. For Gujarat, Mohammad Siraj and Prasid Krishna claimed 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.